Yep. Okay. Pei Dalet Amud Beis. Pei Dalet Amud Beis, right after, about two-thirds of the way down, right after the two dots, it says Amar of Yosef. Right after the two dots. The Gemara had just discussed the importance of being Mechal Shabbos, in quotes, Mechal Shabbos, L'sarach Pikuach Nefesh, and if you do a quickly erase a Meshubach, you shouldn't take Rishus. We spoke about the discussion in the Mechaber and the Ramah about whether there's a Lechatkila to try to ask a non-Jew, to try to do it with a Shinui. But that is the importance of being Mechal Shabbos. And to emphasize, I didn't mention it yesterday, the Mishnah Berurah there in Shin Chav Ches, Sif Katan Vav, says the Mishnah Berurah, quoting the going on the Shulchan Aruch, where the Shulchan Aruch quotes earlier sources, Hashoel Hareze Shofech Damim. If somebody asks a Shaila about this, where it's clearly a case of Pikuach Nefesh, and he still doesn't want to do it, he's still worried, and he's asks Hareze Shofech Damim. So it says the Shulchan Aruch that can be Shofech Damim because you're delaying helping this person. So says the Mishnah Berurah, Shavuotu Holich Lishol Yechlash Achola Yoser V'Yuchal Istakein, and then he quotes. Hanishal areiz meguma mishum shetamar chacham bimkomo hayalo lidrosh bepirka lakol. Every talmud chacham, every rav in every community has an achrayus to get up and to darshan about this and to teach his community about this. Kadesha yedu koham v'lo yitzarchu l'shalu. So everybody knows about it. So every rav in every community has to make sure that everybody knows the halacha that pikuach nefesh is docha Shabbos. We're going to learn today six makoros for it, but that is clearly the halacha. If somebody's life is in danger, or if somebody's life is potentially in danger, as we had yesterday, the diak that Ramosha had about the sickness in the Mishnah, that if you have one sickness, which if not taken care of, could lead to another sickness, so that also is pikuach nefesh, and that's docha Shabbos. So one should make sure to it's the rav's responsibility, and it's everybody else's responsibility to follow the psak. And if the patient is upset, don't be Mechal Shabbos for me, I'm so upset, I'm causing this. That's also shtus, says the Mishnah Berurah. And we should be medaktik that this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do in this situation. Okay, that is the Mishnah Berurah, making sure that we know the halach. So now we have Amar of Yosef. That town lines up. Amar of Yosef, Amar of Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Shmuel says, Shmuel, who is a big famous doctor in the Gemara, Lohochu bibikuach nefesh, acharov. When it comes to bikuach nefesh, we don't follow the majority. We quoted this before, but now we're going to talk about it a little more. You don't follow the majority, even if there's a majority that says, let's say, there's no reason to be Mechal Shabbos, but if there's also a minority that says you should be Mechal Shabbos, because we think the life is in danger, then you could follow the minority. Ein hoche bibikuach nefesh, acha harof. Hey, Chidabi, what exactly is the case that Shmuel is referring to? If we're talking about a case, let's say the case the Mishnah was talking about, where there is there's a situation of Chil Shabbos, let's say the building fell on a person, and you don't know who's there, in terms of saving a person. There are nine Jews and one Kusi, because the halacha is, not for now, but the halacha is Me'ikr Hadin, that one is not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos for a non-Jew. We're not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos, but Mishum Eva, maybe, but Mishum Brua, because I'm Sofer, a lot of my friends should talk about it, but Me'ikr Hadin, to violate the Daraisa for a... Or maybe even a Darabanan, but to do that for a non-Jew is not allowed. Ta'ika, so what's the case of that Shmuel is talking about? So if there are nine Jews, Fakusi Echa is a Rubi Yisrael, so then you do follow the majority, and you are Mechalel. So Ela Palgo Palgo, so you have to say it's half and half. There's five and five, so that's the suffix that you're not sure if it's Jew or not. So like the punch is the Haka, already half and half. That's also not going against the majority. So what exactly is the case of Shmuel when he says, be machmir, don't go after the rove by pikuach nefesh and save the person's life. Ela must be the opposite case. Tika tisha kushim yisrael echad. Nine kusim, nine non-Jews, and one yisrael. So says the Gemara, hanami pshita. That also is obvious. That's not considered going against the rove. Why? Because we have a principle that says, tahavi le kavua, but kol kavua ke mechza mechza dami. A principle which most mepharshim understand as exeris akasuv. There are svaras that are tried to be given for it, but the pasha is that it's exeris akasuv, that whenever you have stationary objects, so that ruins the rove. You don't go after the rove, or it even is mafkia the rove, that there is no rove. Different ways to understand it. Is that there is no rove, or that there is a rove, but you don't follow it. But either way, for our purposes, it knocks out the effectiveness of the rove. So even if you have nine kusim and one Jew, you treat it as half and half. So that's not, can't be what Shmuel's talking about, because Shmuel says, don't follow the majority. It sounds like a specific halacha, but pikuach nefesh, not a general din of kavua. So again, what's Shmuel's case? So lotzricha, the principle that always goes hand in hand with kavua. Deparish, l'chatzar acheres. So really the case is where you had 10 different people, and one of them went to another chatzar. One of them was porish from the rove, and now there's a question about saving that person that was porish from the rove. Ma'u detema, you might say, called the parish, beruba parish. Usually the principle is that even if you have kuvua, stationary items or objects or people, once something separates from that population, once you have something that's parish, you assume called the parish, beruba parish, you assume it's part of the majority. So here, we had 9 kusim and 1 Jew and 1 was parish, you might say, treat it like a kusi and don't be machalel for it and don't save. Kamash balan, so the whole chubi puach nefesh achar rove. That's the case that Shul was talking about. You don't follow the rove in a case where you would have following the rules of Kol Deparish Beruba Parish. Continue a little bit. Eini, is this really true that according to Shmuel you wouldn't follow Parish? You wouldn't say go by the road by a case of Parish? Eini, is this really true? V'amar of Asi, Amar of Yochanan, Tisha Kusim Yisrael Echad Ba'osa Chatzer Mefakhid. If you have 9 Kusim and 1 Yisrael and 1 Chatzer, you are Mefakech, you are you do uncover the rubble. B'chatzer acheres ein mefachid. But if somebody moved to another chatzer, you're not mechalel. Isn't this a stira? We just declared Shmuel that if somebody's parish, then you are mefakeach, you are mechalel, even though it's going against the rove, because you don't go by the rove by pikuach nefesh. And then we have this other statement of Rabbi Yochanan that says that no, if you have this similar case, if somebody goes to a chatzer acheres, doesn't that mean called a parish? Somebody separates to another chatzer, you're not mafachin, stira. So lokasha, hold the parish kulu, hold the parish miksasaihu. Here's where they all went to the other chatzer, here's where some of them went to the other chatzer. As Rashi explains, if all of them went to the other chatzer, Rashi says in the first wide line, is chazik Yisrael b'hai chatzer. There's a chazaka that there is a Jew in this yard. There's a chazaka, there's a Jew in this yard, so then, ain hochle b'kuach nefesh acharov, and that's the case that Shmuel was talking about, of parish, that they all were parish, called the parish, we were parish, they're all now in this other chatzer, and that is why you would be mechalo. What about the statement of Rabbi Yochanan? What's that talking about? When it says ein mefakin, that's only if some of them were parish, and therefore there is no chazaka, that there is a Jew in this yard, so therefore we say, in that case, that Hochin, after the Rov, called the Parish Beruba Parish, and you would not be Mechalel in that case. Rashi says, Ho below is Chazik, because there was no Chazaka of a Jew in that place in this case. As far as Safek, the Ein Hochin Beruba Parish HaRov wouldn't go this far. If there's no Chazaka, that there is a Jew there, so therefore it wouldn't go this far. There's a discussion, they quote B'Shem Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim asks, again, you know there's some questions, you know there's an answer to. So you know there has to be an answer to this question. Reb Chaim says, we know there are different levels of Batei Dinim. There's levels of 3, and there's 23, and there's 70, 71. So says, usually we know, Achrei Rav Mahatos, you follow the majority. Follow the majority by the case of Batei Dinim Ominous by 3, Batei Dinim Nefashos by 23. But what do you mean? What if there are 20 people that say the guy should be convicted, guilty, Dinim Nefashos, and 3 not? Ein Hochel Bikuach Nefesh Achar Rov. You don't follow the majority. How can you follow the majority of Dayanim? What's the difference? The majority of Dayanim, you could kill the guy? And we're going to learn today, also later on a little bit, Ein Ochin B'mamon Achar Rov. You're not Motzi Mamonai De Rov. I 2 against 1, by Dini Mamonis. So what's the difference between, why would you go after the Rov in Bezdin? So Reb Chaim develops the idea. Yeah? So Reb Chaim said, there's a difference between Hochin Achar Rov and Rubo Kukulo. By Bezdin, once Bezdin paskins and says, Bezdin doesn't say this, the majority rule this and the minority rules this. Bezdin issues a psak. Yes, in terms of getting to the psak, that you have to follow the, you have to add up and count the dayanim. But then, the Bezdin as a unit is machriya, because that majority that you counted up turns into a whole, rubo kakulo, and Bezdin issues a psak on behalf of the entire Bezdin. So it's not like you're deciding something on the majority. Yes, the rule is you add up the numbers, but once you add up the numbers and you count who is more, the halach is a rubo bedayanim, that's rubo kakulo. And therefore there's a unit of Bezdin giving a psak, and there's not majority and minority here. There's counting up the numbers, you leaning by the majority, acharam lahatos, but you're not being hochin achar rov or hochin achar dinim ominis, because it's a separate different din, rubo kakulo versus hochin achar rov. You do follow rubo kakulo by Dina Nefashos and by Bominus, but you don't follow the Roth. Okay, continuing the Gemara. three lines from the bottom. Umi Amar Shmuel Hachi. Did Shmuel really say this? That when you don't follow the rove, Batina Nefashis, V'hatnan, Matzah Batina Mushlach. If one finds a child just lying, a baby, Mushlach, that was thrown, that you don't know where this child is from, Im Rov Kusim, if most of the town are Kusim, are not Jewish, Kusi, then you treat him like a non-Jew. That's what you assume that where he comes from. The Rav Yisrael, and if most are Jewish in the town, you assume that he is Jewish. Mechzal, Mechzal Yisrael, and if it's half and half, so then also you treat him like a Yisrael. Last line, V'yom Rav, Lo Shanu Elo Lahachyoso. When do you say that if it's Rav Yisrael, you treat him like a Jew? That's in terms of supporting him and sustaining him and keeping him, and, you know, keeping him alive. Aval Yachzalo. But to be miyaches him, let's say this child is a girl, to allow this girl to marry a kohen, to allow to treat this child with pure yichus, we don't go that far. Because you don't know who this maybe she's from a ger, maybe she's from some other type of family that is not allowed to marry kahuna. So therefore, it says Rav, yes, if it's Rav Yisrael, you treat him like a Jew, leaning lahachioso, to keep him alive and to take care of him, but not to be miyaches him. Shmuel Amar. Shmuel says a different pshat of the Gemara of the statement of the Mishnah in Machshirin. When do you say when the Mishnah says Rov Yisrael Yisrael? What is that referring to? Lefakech alav esagal. That's in terms of being Mechal Shabbos for him. That's Rov Yisrael Yisrael. Question marks. What did Shmuel just say? He explained the Mishnah that when are you Mefakech the Gal? When are you Mechal Shabbos? When is Rov Yisrael? What do you mean? He doesn't need Rov Yisrael. He said before that even if you don't have Rov Yisrael, you're Michal, and you try to save the child. So the Gemara says you're right. Shmuel's statement is not going on that part of the Mishnah. Ki itmar de Shmuel Aresha Itmar. Shmuel's statement is referring to the Resha case, in the case of Rov non-Jews, in Rov Kusim Kusi. And regarding that, Omer Shmuel Lulin Yibikoch Nefesh Eino Kain. No, even if it's Rov non-Jews, says Shmuel, Lefakech Alav Esagal, you still... By regarding pikuach nefesh, you don't follow that rule, and you are machalel, even if rov are non-Jews, because the miut is Jews, so that's why you wouldn't follow the rov, and you would be machalel for pikuach nefesh. Says the Gemara now, so what is each, halacha lamaisa, what is each line of the Mishnah trying to teach me? In rov kusim kusi lamai helchasa, now that we just said that you don't follow the rov by the nefashes, so what does the Mishnah mean when it says, if rov of the town are not Jewish, you treat him like a non-Jew? L'inyin what? L'inyin what halacha? Right, it's not only mikuach nefesh. It's regarding what halacha. L'may hilchasa. Amar papa laha achilo nevelos. To feed him nevelos. To feed him nevelos. Meaning to give him not kosher. While the child is a child, you don't have to make sure that he eats kosher food. Says Rashi. Aj first skinny line. La achilo nevelos aj sheyigdal. V'yakabel alav gerus. Once he gets old enough, once he gets 12, 13 years old, so then we don't do it anymore. Because maybe a Suffolk Jew, then maybe he's a gadol now. So now we make him convert, and this is the suya of Ger Katan, the Gemara Ksuvos, Ger Katan, Mabilan Osal Das Bezdin. There's no parents involved, you don't know, so therefore, at least until he becomes a gadol, you could feed him non-kosher. In Rov Yisrael, Yisrael of my health. So what about that statement? If Rov Yisrael are Jewish, then what linyan zeh? Why did the Mishnah say that? If regarding Pikuach Nefesh, you don't need Rov Yisrael. So therefore, it can be even Mixas Yisrael. So what is that regarding? L'chachzir lo ave daso. That's in terms of returning a lost item. You could treat him as a Jew, and you return him the lost item. What about the last one? Mechza al mechza Yisrael l'may helchasa. What about half and half? Half and half is exactly equal. You treat him like a Jew l'may helchasa. What is that regarding? Amreish lakish l'nezikin. Regarding damaging. Why? Because as Rashi here points out, from the Gemara in Baba Kama, there's difference in damages. Shor she Yisrael shenogach shor shel goy. If a Jewish owned ox gores a non-Jewish owned ox, the halacha is pater. And the opposite is chayiv. A non-Jewishly owned ox gores a Jewishly owned ox. He is chayiv nezek shalem, even by keren, which is goring or kicking or some other action by the animal, by the ox, which is done before only three times, then one time or two times, Jew to Jew pays chati nezek. Jew to non-Jew is pater. Non-Jew to Jew is chayiv, nezek shalem on everything. So regarding that set of halachos, if it's a case of half and half, we treat him like a treat him like a Jew. So those of you here on Shabbos, we discussed this a little bit. Where the Sardiotos, the Roman generals, come to the Jews and to learn about the Torah. And after being there for a couple of months, they say, you know what? We accept everything in the Torah. Everything is MS, and we trust it, except for this halacha. This halacha doesn't make sense to us. This halacha is not fair. Shorshi Yisrael, Shorshi Yisrael, Akum Yisrael, not fair. So that's why we don't accept. But because he was so nice to us, you know, we won't tell on you to the Roman general. That's what the Gemara says. So Tosfos there said on the Baba Kama Daf Lamed Ches, how they teach Torah to the non-Jews. There's an Isser being Malami Torah La'akum, right? Said Mishpatim Bal Yidoum. Says Lo Yasachin L'Chol Goyim Mishpatim Bal Yidoum. Right? You don't. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't give them the Mishpatim. So what's the answer? Tosfos says it must have been Sakana. Must have been they didn't have a choice. Al piyatzchak, Tosfos says. That's why they didn't have a choice to do it. So says the Amshal Shlomo on that. Amshal Shlomo says, what do you mean? If it wasn't a choice, sakana. So weren't they scared that they would take this halacha, shorshi, akum? Weren't they scared that this would ruin it for them and this would lead to terrible consequences? So why didn't they just change it? Why didn't they just lie about this halacha? That's why we developed the idea, the Amshal Shlomo develops the idea there, that when it comes to a Ziyaf HaTorah, when it comes to misinterpreting, misinforming, misrepresenting the Torah, a halacha, so then you're not allowed, that's Yassi Harigval Yavar. That's Kekofer B'Torah's Moshe Rabbeinu. You might have left things out, but then the Amshal Shlomo, they must have asked them specifically, what's the halacha in this case? And if somebody says, what's the halacha in this case, you're not allowed to lie about it. You're not allowed to lie, you have to tell the truth. You have to tell the truth, and if you can't tell, it's even b'makom zakaras tafashes. That's what's called a Z of HaTorah. And that's what we also connected to Kamsa Bar Kamsa. That's why Bar Kamsa, the end of that sugya, when they say, what are we supposed to do with this animal that has a balmum, they have all these suggestions. Why don't we kill the messenger? Why don't we makrib it anyway? Zakaras tafashes, maybe the Churban Abayis is going to happen. And Zachari ben Avkulis gets up and says, you can't do that. Because maybe people are going to say that you kill somebody brings a balmum to the Mizbeach. People are going to say that you're allowed to be makrib balimumin. And the Rabbanan accepted his argument. Different mafarshim, whether it's a good thing or a bad thing, what he did. But the pashas of the Gemara is that they accepted his argument. That led to the Churban Abayis. What is they worried about? Churban Abayis. What's the answer? When it comes to a Ziyaf HaTorah, when it comes to desecrating, misinterpreting, what we're going to have later on today's daf, Megala Panim Batorah, that's Kofar Batorah's Moshe Rabbeinu, and that's Yahari Val Yavar. That was this halacha about Nezikin. That's the Shar Shiswal, the Shar Shar Shalakim, and vice versa. So that's the halacha that Rish Lakish brings in when it comes. Yeah?
So, this is if the
well, we don't know what the case is. The Gemara is going to talk about. Hey, Chidami. What's the case of Nezikin that's being referred to here? That if it's Mechsa al Mechsa, you treat him like a Jew. If our ox gored his ox, so then, nicey right benishkol. So what do you mean you treat him like a non? You treat him like a non-Jew. You don't have to say you treat him like a non-Jew. It's suffik. What's the rule of suffik? Hamotzei mechaver alav araya. Putter. Prove to me that you're Jewish. So you don't need a special din of mechsa al mechsa. Treat him like a non-Jew. Right? We know in every case of halacha of suffik, there are different rules and regulations. In hilchas isser v'heter, there's suffik daraisa l'chomer, suffik daraban l'kula. In hilchas dini mamanis, hamotzei mechaver alav araya. In hilchas tuma v'tara, suffik tama b'rishus hayachid is tami, b'rishus rabim is tar. So every case of suffik, the Torah tells us what to do. So here too, it's a case of suffik, dine mamanis, the regular din of hamotzei mechaver alav araya. Prove to me that you're a Jew to be motzi mamon. Right, I'm wearing something, and you say it's mine. I say, prove it. If I have it, it's mine until you prove it. So says the Gemara, that can't be the case so that's being referred to. So lo tzricha, the opposite. The nachi turidi de la turidi done. His ox gored our ox. So, what's the halacha? So palga, and it was an ox that didn't gore three times yet. It was a tam. So palga yoivle. So for sure he pays half. This suffic person pays half. But what about the other half? What about the other half? Idach palga neimalei, I see raya de lav Yisrael ana ushkol. He's allowed to say, bring a raya that I'm not Jewish, because I'm a non-Jew. Bring a raya that I'm not Jewish, and therefore I'd have to pay nezek shalom. So he's allowed to say, up until that point, I'm gonna prove to me that I'm gonna be treated like that I'm not a Yisrael. Fine. Base. Mishnah Nava Lamapolas. The Mishnah had said, if a Mapolas falls on a person, you don't know if he's alive or dead, you don't know if he's Jewish or not Jewish, you don't know if anybody's in there Bechlal or not. So says the Gemara, Mishadov of Apollos, my Ka'amar, why all these cases are listed? Lo mi bai Ka'amar. Really, it's not only this, but this. That's how you should interpret it. Lo mi bai Safek Hu Sham, Safek Eino Sham, not only in a case where you're not sure if even a person is under the rubble, the Isa Chai Hu Demefachin. The Isa Chai Hu Demefachin, if he's there, you're only allowed to do it for somebody who's alive. El Afilu Safek Chai Safek Meis. Even if you know he's there and you're not even sure if he's alive, Mefachin, you still do it. Even if you're not sure if he's Jewish, some Farshim point out these aren't in exactly the order that you. It's not going from the easiest to the hardest, but it still has its built one suffix built on another suffix. Again, Rahman al Islam, a couple of years ago after 9/11, these halachas were halacha l'maisa. You know, you're allowed to be. We were. You know, the halacha was you're allowed to be mechal Shabbos. Allowed to be mechal Shabbos. Keep digging. Right on Shabbos, because you don't know who's under. Mamish, the same mefachin alav esagal. You have to think about what the type of case is. That was the halacha. Keep going for weeks. Right, as long as you know, you're not sure. As long as the suffix still exists, whether a person is under there. The Magen Mishnah here in Beis in Shilcha Shabbos Perek Beis learns from our Gemara that even svek sveka of pikuach nefesh is docha Shabbos, because here you have a bunch of svekas piled on top of each other. So even a svek sveka. Even if somebody's there, you're not sure if he's Yisrael. Even if he's there, you're not sure if he's alive. So this Gemara proves that even a Svek Sveika, Pikuach Nefesh, is Docha Shabbos. The Mishnah Brura, Radvaz, has two mysterious tshuvas. It's clear what he says. It's about a mysterious story about the Re. What happened at the end of the Ri's life? We discussed this a couple of years ago. Where the Ri, the Radvaz, was asked in Gimel Tuf Mem Dalid, Sha'alti Mimani, what you asked about me, that you heard that the Riva was deathly ill, and his doctors told him to eat on Yom Kippur. And he refused, and he died on Yom Kippur. So is that appropriate behavior or not? So, I'm sorry, the Riva, that's what the Riva did, not the Ri, the Riva. So says the Radvaz, if you don't eat, vadai tamus. V'imtochal shematichya. You have a chance to live if you eat. If you don't eat, you're for sure going to die. And the Riva said to himself, bari v'shema bari adif. My bari, I'm for sure, is greater. V'lo ratza lechol umeis. V'ratzisa ladaz daitim yafa asa Allah. You want to know what if he acted improperly or not. Says the Radvaz, I'm not judging anybody else. It's not my job to figure out what the Riva's behavior was. I know for the Hamon Am that behavior is inappropriate. I know for the Hamon, you're not supposed to do that. Hariz a chassid shota if you do that aveira. V'helo kim es damo miyado yivakesh. V'hatorah amr v'chai b'hem v'lo sheyamas b'hem. As we'll talk about in a minute. He says, maybe he says, the Riva hirkish ba'atzmo da'afilu yochal yamos. The Lev yodeh maras nafsho. As we had a couple of days, maybe the Riva knew. He had Ruach HaKodesh. He knew he was going to die. Anyway. Maybe he knew that. That's why he didn't eat. V'hainu tukamar bari v'shem bari adav. Klomar, ha'bari shali adav mishem ha'shalachem. L'fiha rosa l'echol. But again, he says, for the regular behavior, you wouldn't do this. But in that line, he says, v'lo rak safik alafilu svek svek ha'shal pikuach nefesh doch ez ha'shabes. That's our Magen Mishnah here. Right? Even a svek svek ez doch ha'shabes. So therefore, don't bring me any kashas from, you could ask me the kasha from the Riva, but it's not a halakha l'maisa kasha. We don't assume, we don't know what really happened there. And we don't assume that behavior should be normative. Okay, so that is what the Magen Mishnah learns from that. So Matzuch Chai Mifakin, if you find the person alive, you continue going, you continue uncovering the rubble. Matzuch Chai Pshita. What's the Chiddush? If you find him alive, of course you keep going and you get him out. What's that? It's obvious. Lo Tzricha Da'afilu L'Chayei Shah. Even for momentary life. Even if he's alive, but he doesn't look like he's going to be alive too much longer, you're still Mechal Shabbos for that. It's a very important principle, and this is what the Shulchan Aruch paskins in Shin Chav Tes, Dalid, Afilu Matsu'uhu Merutzatz. You find him with his skull smashed in. She'eno Yachal Lichaz Elefishah, he's only going to live for 25 minutes or less. B'fachin Ubotkin Ad, well, you continue going. You continue going and you make sure that he's alive. But once you know that he's alive, says the Shulchan Aruch, you continue going. And the Bir Halacha here is a very important Bir Halacha here. Look it up. Shin Chav Tes, Dibur Maschel, Ela Lefishah. Says the Bir Halacha, V'af al gav delo shayachacha hatam. Even though the principle that we're going to have later today does not apply. What principle? Chalel Shabbos Achas. Kadesh Yishmar Shabbos Harbe. violate the Shabbos, so he'll keep next Shabbos. But here he's not going to make it to next Shabbos. So that principle doesn't apply, so that's the basis of Chilul Shabbos. You know, so you shouldn't do it. He says, Lav Dafka Shabbosos Harbe. It means mitzvahs, any mitzvah. Like the Meiri here says. The Meiri says you could do tshuva and say vidu in a moment. So for any moment, Chayisha is valuable. Then the Mishnah Berurah says in the Bir Halacha, and forget mitzvahs. Even if you're not going to do any mitzvos, you're still Machal Shabbos for Chayisha. Because the value, the Jewish view, is the infinite value of every moment of life, separate from mitzvos. Just the idea of living. Ladina lo toli klal b'mitzvos. De'ena tanta dachina mitzvah achat b'shol harbi mitzvos. El dachina kol mitzvos b'shol chayim shel Yisrael. We'll get to the Rambam's lashon later, and that's what he says. Lofize barur. What's the nafkamina? What about a baby? A baby's not going to do any mitzvahs, say vidu in the next hour. That filu katan root is not in mechalin. Avali dilo yishma shabbosos gamlo yizvadev lo yobolo kol godol. Avali bige mechalin. Ukimochein cheresh v'shota. Cheresh v'shota, somebody who's an invalid. They're not going to do vidu in the next 10 minutes. What are you saving them for? What's the big deal? They can't do it. So says the Mishnah Berurah, Ava got to inab ne mitzvahs, mikol makom mechalin aleihem, the haloma kaimi mitzvahu mishum on sayhu. V'lo nafik miklal ze eli Yisrael, mum elahachis to over b'mezen. The only possibility, maybe you don't. Difficult. It's a separate category of halacha. If somebody's a mumer lahachis, somebody who's an avarian b'mezid b'far hesya. So there's special halachas, maybe that him or her, they're not safe. Aval cheresh v'shota ha Torah patrinu machmas on sayu. And they said even a goseis, etc. Said maybe not sure. What if somebody's chayv misa b'bezdin already? And then mafakeh, are you mafakeh gal on him? You're basically going to take him out. You're going to kill him. You can't kill him on Shabbos. So maybe it's shouldn't. That's a discussion he quotes from the Prima Gadim. But halacha lemaisa, you don't take that. So literally, any chayisha is valuable in our viewpoint. Okay, maybe we'll talk about this more a little later if we have time. Continuing. So if you found them alive, you keep going. So the chiddush was even chayisha. If you found them dead, so you leave it. You stop going. You found the one person that was there, and he's dead. So there's nothing to do about it. Kavod ha-meis, taking him out to get him ready to bury. That's not docha Shabbos. Only chai is docha Shabbos. If meis, you have to leave him there, and then come back after Shabbos. So Mar says anami pshita. That's also obvious. We know that halacha. So lo tzvichal Reb Yehuda ben Lakish. So the chiddush is according to Reb Yehuda ben Lakish. D'tanya, who says as follows. You don't save a mace. You're not allowed to save a mace from a fire on Shabbos. Right? That's tiltul muksa. Discuss this in Masech HaShabbos. You're not allowed to save a mace. Amar Reb Yehuda ben Lakish. Shavali Shemasilim is a mace b'prei Adzalika. No. You're doche muksa. You're doche, even though muksa is a strong, it's a chomer isa drabanan. But still, you're doche, you're allowed to carry the mace out, even though you're violating muksa b'prei Adzalika. Why? Because, as we'll see in a second, but that's the chiddush of our Mishnah, that even according to Yehuda and Lakish, that you're allowed to carry out the mace, but in this case, you have to leave the mace by the rubble. Why? Because there's a big difference. If you Yehuda and Lakish, Lokamer Ella, why did Yehuda and Lakish there say it's mutter in the first place? Ella mitoksh adam bahul al meso, because the person is very worried about the dead body, because he's worried he's going to get burned, what's going to happen, I want to bury the person. Elo sharislei aslich buye. If you don't give him the heter, that is going to extinguish the flames itself. If you don't allow him to violate this drabanan, there's a very strong chance he's going to violate the daraisa of putting out the fire. So we don't want him to do that. So Chazal said is better for him to violate muksa than to put out the fire. Aval hacha, but in our case, what's happening? So you're uncovering the building, the rubble, and you find him dead. So what's the worry? If you don't allow him to continue going, then what? There's no malacha here being discussed. What are you going to do? There's no worry here. So that's why the reasoning is different, and that's the chiddush in Menichu Meis is according to Reb Yehuda ben Lakish. The Rishonim points out that there are differences between this case and the case we had in Masechah Shabbos. In Masechah Shabbos, the Gemara says, we don't allow him to save his money from the house, in a burning house, because if you allow him to save the money, so then maybe he'll put out the fire, which is like just the opposite of what we're saying here. Here we're saying, if we don't allow him to save the mace, he's going to put out the fire. There we said, if we do allow him to save some money, he's going to be so bold, he's going to save all his money, he's going to want to put out the fire. But there's differences, different rules when it comes to, what Tosafot Yeshanim here quotes it, different rules when it comes to money and when it comes to a corpse. Yeah.
Is that uncovering
Oh, so good question. If in our Mishnah, the Mefakhan of Sagal, is that Daraisis or Darabanans? Some Rishonim assume it's Daraisis. Whether it's Choresh, Bones, Soser, is unclear. But some say that it seems like from this Gemara that maybe it's Darabanan. This Gemara sounds like it's Darabanan because, what do you mean? Maybe the Chashash is that he's going to keep on covering, which is also a Daraisa. Right? So it seems like it's a Darabanan. Okay, even by the fire case, it's probably Mlachash and Sricha Lagufa. You don't want the fire out, so at most it's only Daraisa according to Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, period. Tana Rabbanan. The next 10 lines, we're not going to have to talk about it, but the next 10 lines are one of the few Gemaras in Shas, which is the basis for the entire discussion of brain death. Right? The next few lines is, much has been discussed, much ink has been written, much ink has been used for about the next few lines, and the Rashi's here, and all the tshuvas of Rav Moshe about this, and Rav Shlomo Zalman, a lot of discussion about the views of brain death are in the next few lines of Gemara. Tana Rabbanan, ad heichan hu bodek. Okay, so you're searching for him underneath the rubble. So how far do you go? Okay, you uncover his toe. Do you know already yet if he's alive or not? What's the simen? How do you know if he's alive or dead? So says the Gemara, ad chotmo. You check until his nose. Once you've gotten to his nose, that's enough. Are you checking for the top or the bottom here? We don't know yet. The Gemara's going to talk about it. Up until his nose. Why his nose? Look at Rashi. Rashi says, first look at Rashi's question. Every word of Rashi here is discussed. Ad heichan hu bodek, im domel lemeis, she'eno mezes evarov. You know, how do you... Does he look like a dead person that's not moving? How much do you have to check? Ad chotmo, until his nose. In other words, what does the nose symbolize? What does the nose have? Breathing. Ad chotmo, Rashi says, v'im ein chiyus b'chotmo. If there's no chiyus, if there's no life in his nose, she'eno motzei ruach, he's not breathing, he's not letting out air, vadai meis, he'll leave him alone. V'yani chuhu, and leave him. Right, so is this saying that not breathing is a simin? That he died already? That's how some achronim understand it. Is it that the cause? This is the proof, or is this this is the raya? So it's unclear. But that's Rashi. If there's no chias and no she'inim osirucho, he's definitely dead, and you have to leave him. The yeshomrim says the Gemara adlibo. Some say no. Got to go to the hearts. Gotta go to the heart. You got to see if the heart's beating, right? Not just the breathing, but the beating. Badak umatza, we'll get back to those two lines in a minute. Badak umatza al yonim meisim al yarmak farmisu atachtonim. If you start digging and you find the upper layer of people are dead, that does not mean anything about the lower layer. Maybe there are people stuck underneath that are in an air pocket, that are in space. Therefore, even if you find some that are dead, you have to keep going. Maisahayu umatza al yonim meisim atachtonim chayim. Right? So you find that there are, in this case happened in a story, that the top ones were dead and the bottom ones were alive. Let's say that this machlokes, whether the nose is the chiyus or the heart is the chiyus, maybe that's the machlokes tanoim, not just the following. The tanya, mehechan avan notzar, from where is a baby formed, meirosho, from his head. Again, I have to figure out what exactly the message of this is in terms of with medicine, how a baby is actually formed. But the Brisa says the head is somehow on some level the beginning of the life. Shneamar mim ei mi ata gozi, as David HaMelech says, from my mother's womb I was gozi, I was pulled out. Va'omer, and that word gozi is a reference to the head. Gozi nizrei flashlichi, cut off your hair and throw it away. So gozi is a reference to the head. So you see the head is emphasized in terms of the womb. Abishalomer mitiburo, a baby is formed from the belly button, from the torso, which is more of the middle of the body. Umishalech sharasha melech ba'elach, and then the rest of the top of the body and the bottom of the body shoot out like branches from the and like roots from either side of the torso. So is this machlokas tanan parallel to the previous discussion about the nose and the heart? So where's the no? I feel the tema Abishal. Abishal could really agree to both opinions earlier. Adkan l'kamar Abishal haso el in yisira. The kol midi dimim siyasa mitzar. Now Abishal was only talking about creation. Everything starts from the middle. Everything's created from the middle. We had a couple of months ago. We had four opinions of the Gemara. Where was the world created from? From the four directions, from up and down. But one of the opinions was it was created from the middle and it branched out. What happened? Mitziyasa, from the middle. One was from Tzion, right? The Evan Ashasiya on that Mishnah. We're talking about the Evan Ashasiya. So the Gemara there spoke about where was the world created from. So therefore, also one opinion says created from the middle. So says the Gemara. Maybe Abishol says only regarding creation was from the middle. Avolini bikoch nefesh. Afilo Abishol modi diker chiyus ba'ape. But regarding bikoch nefesh, maybe even he would say that the iker chiyus of a person is in the nose. Who? Dichsiv kolash nishmas ruach chayim ba'apav. As the pasuk says in Parsha in Sefer Bereishis. Amr Papa, Rapapa now has an important limitation. Machlokas, when do you say there's a machlokas about going to the nose or going to the heart? Bimata lamala. If you started at the bottom of the body, you found feet first. So then, one opinion says getting to the heart is good enough. The other opinion says the heart's not good enough. You've got to check the breathing. Got to check the breathing. You can't just check the heart beating. Got to keep going to the nose. Avo mimala lamata. But checking from the nose down, you go for find the head first. Keeping the badagle at chon moshu vein sarf. Then everybody agrees that breathing is enough of a raya. Dechsiv kosher nishmas ruach chayim be'apav. Okay, so this is, again, we're not going to get into it, we don't have time, but this is a very crucial Gemara regarding, there aren't so many Gemaras about this issue. There are a few Gemaras, but it's up to the Gdoli HaPoskim that discuss this issue. How do you read the Gemara? How do you interpret the Rishonim? What is the Gemara really telling us regarding this issue about breathing and brain function and heart beating? So this is one of the crucial Gemaras. Okay, now the Gemara gets back to the general Shaila. Pikuach nefesh docha Shabbos. What's the makar? Mikvar, hi, Rabbi Shavu, Rabbi Kiva, Blazer, Brazai, Macha, Baderach. They were going on the way. The Levi, Hasadar. Our gear says the Levi, the Sadar, the organizer. Rashi says, I have no idea what this means. Rashi says, Lo Porish Limahu. I don't know what the Sadar means. And the Gilyan Ashasi are close. Brachas Chafei. What's Brachas Chafei? Rashi there says, Lo Yadati also. And in that Gilyan Ashasi there in Chafei Mabez, he lists off 25 makaris throughout Shas, but Rashi says, I don't know. You look at Gilyan Hashas. Whenever you have a Lo Yadati and you see a Gilyan Hashas, you know he's going to say Brachos Chafei and Ayin Sham. That's what he says here. That's the Gilyan Hashas here. The other Levi Hasadar, the other girls on the side is Levi Hasarad. He used to make big day Srud. Either way, they were walking. Yishua ben Osher, Blazer ben Azayim, Hachan Achraim. There were three rabbis walking and two rabbis were behind them. Nishalosh Elzu b'fneim. So the Shiloh came up. Minayin lebikuach nefesh docha Shabbos. So what's the makar that bikuach nefesh is docha Shabbos? Here it is. So we have seven makoros coming up. Number one, and each one is important. Each one gives off different halachas, maybe. Neder Bishwal Be'amr, Bishwal says, In b'machteres yimasei haganov, the halacha by Baba Machteres. Baba Machteres means somebody is coming, robbing you at night. The halacha is that you're allowed to get up and kill them. Right? Because of self-defense. If somebody's robbing, coming to in your house to rob you at night, you're allowed to kill them. You're not sure if they're coming to kill you. How do you know for sure? So says the Gemara. Umazesh a suffik al mamun ba, suffik al nefashos ba. You're not sure if this guy's coming to rob you and just take your money, or he's coming to kill you. Ushvichas dami matami is aretz, and murder is something terrible. Is matami the land? Lugorim lushkin shet asalach mi Israel, and still need talatil benafsho. Kavachomer lebikuach nefesh shedocha es a Shabbos. So if murder, which is such a terrible thing, but you still allow to murder to save your life. So it must be that life is so important, and therefore it must be that Bikuach Nefesh is Docha Shabbos. Learned that from Baba Machteres, number one. Number two, then Rabbi Akiva Yamar. Rabbi Akiva gets a different shot. If somebody kills their friend and then runs to the Mizbeach, and we learn out that this pasuk is talking about a Kohen who murdered, and he runs to the Mizbeach, and he's in the middle of doing the Avodah, says the Gemara, you take him from the Mizbeach if he's a Kohen that went to do the Avodah, but you don't take him off the Mizbeach if he already started doing the Avodah. We didn't get to the Raya yet. This is only regarding to kill him. We don't take him down. But let's say it's to make somebody alive. Meaning what? Let's say this Kohen, who's doing the Avodah, knows Eidos about somebody else who's on trial, and he could save him. So you stop the Avodah in the middle, you take him down, you want to save him. So that's why you stop the Avodah in the middle. By the way, the Sfasema says, what do you mean, why can't Bezdin just wait a few minutes for them to finish the Avodah? Why did Bezdin just wait? Well, you have to stop the Avodah in the middle? Avodah's a Karbanus? Okay, he didn't know, but he didn't know. So that's the Sfasema. There must be a case where Bezdin doesn't know about him, but he knows about Bezdin. He knows that Bezdin is trying this guy. And if he doesn't come down now, maybe he'll lose. Maybe they'll be too late. So that's why they didn't stop the Avodah in the middle. So that's why you do stop the Avodah in the middle. So now comes the proof. What's this case? This guy's in the middle of the Avodah. You don't know if he's going to really be able to save the guy or not. You're not sure that he could be mezakeh him. And yet, spikuach nefesh is docha Avodah. Right, it's from the avod stop the avoda, and we know the avod is docha Shabbos. So pikuach nefesh is docha avoda, avoda is docha Shabbos. A over B, B over C, so A beats C. So kavachom is pikuach nefesh is docha the Shabbos. That's how you know. That's marker number two. Marker number three. Nina Rebbe Elazar v'Yomar Uma Mila. Rebbe Elazar says if bris Mila shu echad mi masayim v'arba mishpon evarim shabadam Mila, which is regarding, which is fixing. Rashi says it's being misakein one of the 248 limbs in our bodies. Docha es haShabbos if to save, to fix one limb of our body, we're docha Shabbos. Kalvachomer lechol gufa shedocha the Shabbos. Kalvachomer to our whole body, we should be docha Shabbos. So the first point out is a little difficult in that doesn't bris milah affect the whole body? What, it's only fixing one aver of the body, right? Don't you become a shalem? You're an ara without, you can't eat the current Pesach. So it's like, so it's, isn't it fixing the entire body? So a little tzarech Ian on that pshat. The Rebbeinu Chananel here says different pshat. He said no, because you find in history that milah already saved a life. Where did Mila save a life and affected the entire body? By Moshe Rabbeinu and his children and Tzipporah. Tzipporah, the kids were about to be swallowed up, and Tzipporah saved it with Mila. So you see that Mila is something that is saves a life. So therefore, connected to that somehow, says Rebbeinu Chananel, we also learned that other averos also can be pushed aside, including Shabbos. But it's somehow connected to bris milah. That was number three. Number four, Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda Omer Eshap Sosai Tishmoru, keep my Shabbos. Yochol Lakol, I might think, keep my Shabbos, and Shabbos is docha everything. Tamal Omer Ach Chilek. It says Ach Eshap Sosai Tishmoru. Ach is a limitation. Limited meaning, if your life's in danger, don't keep Shabbos. Or violate, and that'll be considered your Shmira Shabbos. Rabbi Yonah said, "Ben Yosef Omer, ki kodesh ilachem, hi misura biyatchem, v'lo atem misurim biyada. It is holy for you. It is given to you, and you are not given to it." Look at the Meshech Chachma in Kisisa on this pasuk. He explains it how there's no point of Shabbos without the Jews keeping Shabbos. So it has to be that we're mechalal Shabbos for our lives, because there's no such thing as Shabbos without us. If we're not being made on the Bria, and what's the point of Shabbos? Ki kodesh yilachem. It's kodesh for you. And therefore, that's the important point of Shabbos, of that we keep it. Rishim Menasya Omer, source number six. This one we mentioned. Vishamar B'nei Yisrael Shabbos. B'nei Yisrael keep Shabbos. Amr Torah. Chalel alav Shabbos achas. Kadesh Yishma Shabbosos Harbei. To keep many Shabbosos. This is what we mentioned before, that maybe it's Labdafka Shabbos, but the Mishnah Berurah said maybe it's any mitzvah. But this svara plays a crucial role lamaisa. For example, we mentioned, I think a couple of days ago, from the Ramban. The Ramban says, or even before the Ramban, other Rishonim, we save the life of an ubar. We paskin, not only, let's say, if the mother's life is not in danger, if that's Metzias correct, which the Rosh questions. Only a baby's life is in danger. Baby, a woman's pregnant, you want to save the baby. A machal shabbos for a baby? He's not a nefesh. Maybe he's not a nefesh. That's the whole abortion issue. Is the ubar a nefesh or not? Says the Rosh, other Rishonim, even if the baby's not a nefesh. Doesn't matter. Chalel Shabbos Achaz, Kadesh Mishra Shmosos Harbei. Says the Ramban one step further, even before 40 days. Again, most women don't even know they're pregnant before 40 days. But even before 40 days, when halachically the baby, quote unquote, the fetus is Maya Ba'alma, is nothing. Says the Ramban, you still Machal Shabbos. Chalel Shabbos Achaz, Kadesh Mishra Shmosos Harbei. Who cares what the baby is now? You have to look at the future. Chalel Shabbos Achaz, Kadesh Mishra Shmosos Harbei. And there is also, and I have so much time to talk about it, fascinating discussion in the postgim. The Chai Adam discusses this. What about being Mechal Shabbos for somebody who is in spiritual danger? Somebody whose spiritual life is in danger. The Chai Adam speaks about it in Siman Samaches, in Hilchos Shabbos. Imrotzim la'anso lahotzio miklal Yisrael ulahamiroso. You know the missionaries got somebody, and you know that they work quickly, and or you know that they've had it for 2 days. You know it's big stuff. So says the Chai Adam, mitzvah al chol adam machal of Shabbos. Their life is not in danger. Their physical life is not in danger. Their spiritual life is in danger. You know what? You're machal Shabbos. Why? Chal Shabbos achach teshish v'shabbos esharbei. If you don't machal the Shabbos, they're going to be lost. Forget they're going to be lost. So that's why it says, mutav shechal Shabbos achach teshish v'shabbos esharbei hu hadin hacha. So again, many posts can discuss this very interesting issue about spiritual danger and chil Shabbos for that. So many poskim quote number six, Lamaisa. Out of all the Makaris, number six is one that's quoted Lamaisa. The one, though, that's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch is, and by the majority of the poskim, is the final one, number seven. Shmuel says, if I was there, if I was in that story of the rabbis, I had to have a better one than everybody else. You should live by them and not die by them. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Shabbos and Perek Beis, we don't hold like the Minim, the Apikarsim. We say the Torah is Chesed and Rachamim and beauty and Darche Darchi Noam, and therefore life comes first. There are two or three exceptions, but basically, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to live, and life comes first. Rava says there are kashas on every one of these except for Shmuel's. Less lu pircha, who doesn't have a pircha? What are the kashas? The Rebbe Yishmael, the first mark of Rebbe Yishmael that he learned from Baba Machteres. So says the Gemara Dilmakid the Rava. So that's not such a raya. Why? Because maybe like Rava to Amar Rava. My time in the Machteres. What's the reason for Machteres? Why are you allowed to kill him in self defense? Chazak ain't the mamet atzmal mamono, because the robber knows that a person is not going to give up his money easily. The high made the other to koy laape. He knows he's going to have a confrontation. The Amar ikoy laape katzlinalei. And he knows that he's saying, if the guy's going to face me, I'm going to kill him. Meaning, the case of Machteres is not a suffik bikoach nefesh. It's vade bikoach nefesh. He's for sure going to kill you. So that's no raya for a suffik bikoach nefesh. Vatar amr, balahar kashkim lahargo. Vyashkhan vadai, suffik minalan. So that mucker is not good to teach us even suffik bikoach nefesh. That's only vadai. That's why that mucker is not good. Rabbi Akiva Nami, also Rabbi Akiva, the second mucker. Rabbi Akiva was the second mucker about me'im mizvachi. So there too, you're not taking him off the Mizbeach and stopping the Avodah because of a suffix. It's when Dimokid Abaya. The Rabbi Kadabaya says, Masunan Lezuga Drabana Leita Imamish Midvarab. You send rabbis to the Beis HaMikdash to figure out if he really has good tainus to save the guy. The Ashkan Vadai, suffix me no law and you only know Vadai. Not suffix. So again, that's not a good raya. The Kulu, Ashkan Vadai, suffix me no law. And all of them can be interpreted as only teaching me Vadai Pikuach Nefesh is Docha Shabbos. But you wouldn't know suffix. Udishmuel. Less lay, the Bakhtigah, the next word, less lay Pircha. Bishmuel does not have any problems. Amar Vina Vitim Rabbi Nachman Yitzchak, Tavachada Pilpalta, Harifa, Mimoli Sita Dekari. Better is a little thing of pepper, sharp pepper, than a whole basket of gourd. Because Shmuel was an Amora. And therefore, listening to what he says, one little pithy statement is better than all the other Limudim that they had earlier. Okay. Right, let's go. That clock is 2 minutes fast. So we're going one more minute. Mishnah. Chatas, let's just get through the Mishnah. Now we start the last three blocks of Yuma, which are all about Shuva. All about Shuva in the middle of Rosh Chodesh, or in the middle of Elul, in Yonah de Yoyma. A few more blad about Shuva. This is it. Chatas, Vashem, Badim, Mechaper. Karban Chatas and Karban Asham are for sure Mechaper. I'm sure Mechaper. These are the Karbanis that are Baal Chait. Chatas comes for any Avera. Asham has five specific Averas that are listed at the end of Sefer Vayikra. Parshas Vayikra. Misa, Yom Kippur, Mechaper, and Matshuva. Misa and Yom Kippur are bring Kapara with Shuva. There are a number of ways to get Shuva, to achieve Kapara. Karbanis, Misa, Yom Kippur, Yisurin. Those four. So the Mishnah is going to talk about when are those four required and how do they work together. Tshuva mechaber to laveros kalas alatev alosa. Say tshuva is mechaber by itself on less averos, on weak averos, and on bitul ases and los ases. V'yala chamuros who tolas yavu yavu kibur b'yachaber. On chamuros, we'll talk about that, about what chamuros are in the future. Chamuros, it's held in limbo and abeyance until Yom Kippur comes and is mechaper with tshuva. Homer echtav ashev, echtav ashev. If somebody says, I'm going to sin and then I'll do tshuva. Then Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to make sure that he doesn't get the opportunity to do tshuva. If somebody says, I'll sin, and then your kippur will help me out. No, that doesn't work, unless he does real tshuva. Averus between man and Hashem, Yom Kippur is mechaper. But between man and his friend, he is not mechaper until he asks forgiveness from his friend. Right, he has that drasha based on the pasuk. Rabbi Akiva, famous Rabbi Akiva, Ashreichem Yisrael, in front of you, in front of who are you being becoming tahar, and who is being Metaher you. The Tiferes Yisrael says, what does this mean? Who are you being Metaher in front of when you do it yourself? When you come to be Metaher, Umi Metaher Eschem, and who is doing it upon you? That's when you need some help from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One time you're coming to him, one time he's helping you out. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our Metaher. Shenem Avizorak Yalecha Maim Tohar Metahartim. I'll sprinkle on you the purifying waters, and you will become Tohar. V'yomer Mikveh Yisrael Hashem. Hashem is the Mikveh of Am Yisrael. Ma Mikveh Metaher Satemeyim. Okay, so we have a lot to talk about regarding tshuva, regarding what exactly is tahara versus kapara, and a lot of different types of for chiluki kapara. Okay, these next dafim, if you see, are the size of Maseches Brachos. type dafim, but Be'ez Hashem, we will be able to get through it. Okay, I go. Today's shiur was Zecha Nishmas, Avram Mordechai ben Baruch Menachem. Avram Mordechai ben Baruch Menachem.